Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hour 3 of the Daily Temp on the MGM Network, the penultimate show. Coming up in our final hour, oh, we're bringing in all the big guns. In 20 minutes, Adam Trigger from Wager Talk is here. We're going to talk college basketball with him in just moments. Sammy P is here. We'll find out how he's feeling and get some NFL insight as well. It's Donkster time coming your way at 8:40. Also, welcome to our audience on Stadium before we get ready to sunset the show. Isn't that a very kind way of saying we're just sunsetting the show? We're just sunsetting it. So, hello to you guys. Thanks for being with us. And thanks to our audience on X as well. Let's just go right to it and bring the man in. You know Sam Panayotovich. You've seen him on Fox Sports, the Bear Bats Pod, and the Chicken Dinner Pod as well. Follow him on X at SP Shoot. Sammy P, how you doing, man? Any news? What's going on?
Oh, anything to talk about? Anything that we can discuss? It was funny. Denton texted me on Tuesday and goes, hey, can you come on? And I couldn't do Wednesday because we were in New York. And I said, any other days? And he goes, not many. So you like, how about Thursday? You know, I was like, yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Let's do that.
Oh, well, we're trying to get like our favorite guest to come on for like the final week of the show. So you should be honored to be on our show, even though it sucks waking up a little bit extra early. But we love having you on. And obviously you have great insight as well. And plus, it's great to me when people like get the concept of our show where like we don't take ourselves too seriously. Like we joke about other things, and I feel like you're really good at leaning into that as well for all of your appearances with the Donkster. Like I know that can't be great for one's ego when you're like, look at my resume and they have me alongside an inflatable donkey, but we get it. We all do it here. But I want to ask you, because obviously was going to get some of your picks. I wanted to ask you first and foremost about the Bears, because we know you have Chicago ties and it feels like a team that people have trouble believing in. Are you one of those people?
Belief is a good word. I definitely believe. I don't overbelieve. I'm in a lot of group threads with kids I grew up with, and it can never just be status quo. It always has to be ridiculously optimistic. Like I got a text last Sunday as they're drilling the 3-11 Browns, like, oh, Caleb's going to be an MVP one day. Like, yes, that's the takeaway from being in Cleveland, you know? And look, I think from a betting standpoint, this week is a great teaser spot. A lot of people like to take two teams and add 6 points per team. And, you know, Chicago's a 1.5 point dog. Actually, they were. Now, geez, now the Packers are a 1-point favorite. So this money's moving. BetMGM has Green Bay minus one. There are a couple 1.5s. I think getting Chicago to 7 or higher, though, is a really good move, because since week 2, they've been in every game. That was when they were still kind of learning Ben Johnson's offense. A lot of things weren't clicking yet, and they lost that game 52-21. Since then, though, they've been competitive in basically every game. So I don't know if they win. I really need to know if Luther Burden and Roma Dunze are going to play. They're two best receivers, in my opinion. They did not practice yesterday. They have some issues at linebacker on the injury report as well. But Green Bay's also banged up. No Micah Parsons, no Tucker Kraft, no Christian Watson. So I think taking Chicago to 7.5 in a teaser is a really good bet. If you like the Bears, I don't hate it. I don't really love either side. I think it's going to be a great game, probably tied with, 10 minutes to go, and then whoever makes the plays down the stretch will prevail. But I do think Chicago in a teaser is a very good look. And look, Chelsea, they could win this division, no doubt. I mean, that's the reality.
Sammy P, so if you're talking about teams you believe in or maybe your take on them, how do you feel about the Jags? They're in Denver this week, and that should be a really interesting game. Do you think the Jags have something with the way Trevor Lawrence has been playing, or is this just a product of maybe a softer schedule over the past few weeks?
You look at all the love for Mike Vrabel and Ben Johnson. I don't know why Liam Cohen doesn't get more. I mean, he's really turned this thing around, and he's brought Trevor Lawrence to a level that he's never played at in the NFL. And after the bye, Jacksonville 6-1. And he's got 18 total touchdowns, air and ground. So it's been a revolution down in Jacksonville. Do I believe they can win multiple playoff games? Not really. We did Bear Bets yesterday, and Felico's like, I love Jacksonville to win the AFC. I'm like, oh, have fun with that, because we aren't used to seeing it. We're used to, Indianapolis with Peyton Manning and Pittsburgh with Roethlisberger and New England with Brady and Kansas City with Mahomes. We're not used to Jacksonville making runs. Now, it doesn't mean they can't do it this year in a wide-open AFC. I'm more of a Buffalo guy. I have so much Buffalo Bills Super Bowl stock, it makes me sick. Like, it keeps me up at night. But the Jags are extremely well-coached. I think they could definitely cover the 3. They could beat Denver, no doubt. I don't trust these young AFC teams with quarterbacks that haven't done it before, if that makes any sense.
Right, but if there's ever a year where just by process of elimination, like say the Bills lose early on, somebody's got to win the AFC. So like of the newcomers to the party when it comes to like these good teams with young quarterbacks, which newcomer do you trust the most? Is it the Patriots? Is it the Broncos? Is it the Jags? We already kind of talked about them. Or is it another team?
Probably Denver, sort of a cop-out. I mean, they're the best team in the AFC. They have the number one seed right now. They would host every playoff game if the season were to end today. But I just believe in their defense. I think their defense is better than New England's, better than Jacksonville's. And, Bo Nix gets a lot of crap, especially on our show. Like, Joe and Paul are not Bo Nix guys. And I understand it. But Sean Payton continues to put him in really strong positions. I mean, that team is extremely well-coached on both sides of the ball. I like San Francisco coming into the year, and I need them to win one more game, 10.5 wins over, because I love the combination of offense and defense, right? Shanahan and Saleh. It's the same thing in Denver. Sean Payton runs the offense, and he stays the hell out of the way on defense. That's a complete team, and it's never easy to go into the mountains and win. So of the 3 that you listed with younger quarterbacks, I'd side with Denver, but you're right. Without Mahomes, without Burrow, and maybe without Lamar, close your eyes and just try and pin a tail on the donkey and see what happens.
We're talking with Sam Panayotovic. You see him all over the place. Make sure you subscribe to the Chicken Dinner Pod. Sammy P, so Kansas City, done. We know that. With that said, is this the year that the Bills like finally break through with the Chiefs not sitting there as a stumbling block or as a roadblock, or are they not good enough?
If it's not this year, I don't know when it's going to be. And as I just said, I have them, I've probably bet them 5 times now to win the Super Bowl at different prices. I have like a 7-1, a 9-1, a 10-1, a 12-1. So I keep buying. What could go wrong there? A team that's never won the Super Bowl, a team that lost 4 straight when we were kids, You know, he's the best player in football. I think the problem that a lot of people have with Buffalo is their defense is just not great, especially against the run. But they should get some of those guys on the D-line back. You know, there are some injury issues there on defense. The issue is that Josh Allen has to play an A game. You know, when we used to get our grades back from our professors, A, B, C, D, F, if he plays a B or a C game, they probably don't win. He's got to give you an A or an A-minus to get them through, because they cannot survive a bad Josh Allen game. But I've said this for weeks. If I would have told you that Mahomes wouldn't be a part of the equation, how much would you have liked Buffalo? Like, if I would have told you in the summer, hey, guess what? The only team that's ever beaten Josh Allen in the playoffs is not going to be in the playoffs. You would have been like, bah, give me more, right? You would have bet more and more. and that's where I'm at. But I'm optimistic. I'm also fully expecting them to lose in excruciating fashion in the AFC title game.
I think the crazy part about the Bills is that their ceiling is so high with Josh Allen, but I feel like they kind of have a low floor, where you see these games and they're, you know, playing down to the level of competition. And like you said, if it's a game where Josh Allen doesn't go bananas, you know, they can lose to anybody, it feels like, which is absolutely crazy to say about a team that's favored to win the AFC. But we should talk about tonight's game, a massive matchup in the NFC between the Rams and the Seahawks. I think both Jinx and I are leaning towards the Seahawks, but for me, it feels like a coin flip game, and I don't like betting on those. Do you have a strong read on this game?
I don't. It's a literal coin flip. Not to play that card, but whoever turns the ball over less is probably going to win. I mean, Darnold had, what, 4 picks in the last game, and they still had a chance to go down the field and win that game. I was leaning Seattle as well, and then you know how we get scared by certain things. I saw our friend John Ewing tweet out that Matthew Stafford is 6-0 against the Seahawks with the Rams, and I'm like, oh. Okay, well,
one trend.
Right, yeah, I know. Trends don't pay the rent, but 6-0 is a very powerful trend. Like, well, he's due, right? He's due to lose one, but also he's never lost one. So I saw that, and it put me in a freaking pretzel. I don't know that a stat should really take you off the scent like that, but I saw 6-0 all time against Seattle with the Rams, and I thought, maybe I shouldn't load up, but if you made me pick it, I would go Seattle. I love their defense. I think Mike McDonald's done a tremendous job on that side of the ball with Seattle.
Sammy P, I'm going to do my best Bryant Gumbel here. Today is your final show. Tomorrow is it for us. What's next for Sammy P?
Well, I'd like to have some more days of custody with my my grandson, the Donkster. I would like that to be. You know, I'd like to spend more time the with the Donkster. Yeah, that would
every
be
other weekend. First.
Yes, yes. So I'm loading up the candy drawer in the home, so we can have, you know, have those moments together. But Joe and I we're gonna try and take this thing on the road and see if chicken dinner can thrive without any network support, no bosses, nobody to tell us what to say, what not to say. You know, we laugh all the time, and maybe off the air we cry. We started that thing in 2016, and then we got split up years ago, and then now brought back together, and now let go again. So it's like, if we're gonna out, you know, let's see what happens. So yeah, we're gonna start doing a couple shows a week on the old chicken dinner, which we started together in 2016.
Ah, well, what stinks about the timing of this is that it's in the middle of football season. And, you know, especially when it comes to like college football, like people are like, yeah, we've listened to your analysis all year, and now the biggest games of the year are coming up and radio silence. So let me ask you a little bit about college football, because I see this bracket, and like, of course, I go into March Madness mode. I'm like, I've got to pick some upsets. Do you have any big upsets in the college football playoff? And who is your national champion?
I bet Texas Tech a couple weeks ago at 12-1. This is before the bracket came out. And those odds have come down a little bit because the Raiders have taken some money, and also Ohio State lost to Indiana. So Texas Tech wouldn't have to face Ohio State until the very end, which is a win for anybody looking at Texas Tech. I was doing also the exactas too. So I like Texas Tech, and then, you know, why not Georgia? So I bet a little Tech over Georgia and a little Georgia over Tech. Those are both around 20-1. I don't have any first round upsets because I can't really call Oklahoma an upset, but I did bet Tulane against Ole Miss, 17.5. I would love to see Ole Miss lose after Lane left them for dead. That would be something, but it's hard to find an upset, especially with two games that are 17.5 and 20.5 or whatever. So, but I do think Indiana is going to go down before people think. There's a bet Indiana Ohio State against the field. I like the field in that bet for sure.
Well, Sammy P, I want to remind everyone to keep following you guys on the Chicken Dinner Pod. You've been doing this as long as anyone. You're as good as it gets. I've known you forever, and it's just been awesome working with you at this network and having you on this show. So thanks for being with us, brother.
Thanks for having me. I just wanted to leave you all with one thought. The first time I joined the Daily Tip, I didn't know if Arch Manning was good, and now I still don't know if Arch Manning is good. So wanted to leave you with that, and thanks for being my friend, and We will have to reconvene like we did in D.C. when we all went out drinking together. That was a very, very fun weekend.
That was as good as it gets. Sammy P, thanks so much, brother. We'll definitely talk again soon.
See y'all. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. I love how Sammy P comes in and completely like, I love you, man. He's like, hey, let me cut you open here and just let you bleed out a little bit, and then we'll talk later right there. How you like that, huh? A little bloodletting before I go?
That's a true friend that can rib you a little bit, right?
As I'm wearing the Texas sweatshirt. Hey, yeah, it's been a good run. But your quarterback might not be any good, just so you know. Coming up next on the show, we haven't forgotten about you, hoop heads. Adam Trigger from Wager Talk will come along and give us his favorite plays. I mean, this guy is a maniac, and I mean that in the best way. It's coming up next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Stay right there.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
It's a show we call The Daily Tip on the Bet MGM Network. Yes, yes, that's what we call it. That's the name of the show. Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. Coming up, we're going to head to the hardwood and get some fantastic insight, as we always do, from Adam Trigger, the professional sports handicapper from Wager Talk. My mom is definitely a professional gift giver when it comes to food. I mean, I said, like I always say, I've said on this show for freaking almost 5 years, we need groceries. We need groceries. But then, instead of getting groceries, which we got to do this week, which I say every week, my mom has sent two boxes of food this way. Like, we got barbecue. We got a pecan pie yesterday. I've got so much sausage and meats. I don't know what to do. This could sustain us for another 2 or 3 weeks. And the pie is going to be gone in like 24 hours. We got that last night. We've already finished like a quarter of that. So, man, this is gluttony season. I'm very excited about this pie.
Ah, one season, Jake's family sent us Omaha steaks. Like, you know, their package that has, like, all the steaks and burgers and twice-baked potatoes and stuff. And it's amazing. And because it's frozen, it lasts forever. Well, not forever, but you get what I'm saying, where you don't have to cook it immediately. So it is a good, you know, gift option. And no, we are not sponsored by either of those companies, but maybe we should be for the final show.
For the final show.
One show only.
Our last gasp effort. At a 24-hour sponsorship. Come on, someone's got to be out there. Some company, mom and pop shop. Let's take a pie or a piece of pie from the gambling world and bring in Adam Trigger from WagerTalk.com, the professional sports handicapper and frequent guest on this show. Adam, good morning to you. Do you enjoy this time of year? I mean, I know college basketball-wise, you have to, but are you a big holiday person?
I'm not a big holiday person. I wouldn't describe myself as a big holiday person, but everyone in my family is.
And
you were talking about the food. Like, all my fiance does is bake, and then her mom bakes, and then my mom bakes, and then I've probably ate, like, I think I'm up like 4 pounds in the last week and a half, just like testing cookies. Like, you know how they're going to come out. You do the same ones every year. So why is there, you know, why is there 2 weeks of test batches before Christmas even starts? So yeah, I'm good at eating all the holiday food, and I think my mother-in-law got me the steaks this year. I overheard a conversation. If that's what it is, I'm very excited for that, Justin. I think that's a great gift. I think that's what I'm getting for Christmas.
Ooh, it's exciting.
Ooh, that's a good one. Anytime it's food, and I'll agree with you on the taste testing. I have to do this with cookie dough, where I'm like, I don't know if the dough tastes good. So I'm going to have three more slices of slice and bake cookie dough. All right, so let's get into college hoops because we know that is your specialty. I want to ask you, who's on your nice list this year? I don't know if it's this way for you, but usually there is an under-the-radar team that, like, I find myself coming back to because nobody talks about them, but they're, like, amazing at covering the spread. Like, over the past few years, it's been Belmont for me. Is there a team like that for you this year?
Man, I need to find a couple of teams like that this year. I'm having a much better football season, which in football is not my main thing, than to start the college basketball. It's just a weird way it sort of started out for me. That being said, it's only December 18th. Plenty of time to get it going in college hoop. I look, as far as the top teams are concerned, I put the naughty list together first. At this time of year, I'm starting to weed out the teams that I know I don't really care for and that I want to fade, maybe more so than like the, you know, at least at the very top, when you're looking at the top 25 or that front sort of page on KenPom, you know, there's teams in there. Like, a Tennessee is a team I'm not super high on this year. I got to see them up here at the Dome a couple weeks ago, and I feel like they're going to probably play their way sort of out of that top 20. I went down to St. John's on Tuesday, and that's a team, for whatever reason, like, they've been a great money-making fade. I don't know why they lay 20 points every game. Like, that to me is probably one of the more overvalued teams. 27-point favorite against Iona over the weekend, a 20-point favorite on Tuesday against DePaul. They're not covering these big numbers. So I'm interested to see if, like, we'll just focus on St. John's for a second. I'm interested to see if, like, the market swings at all. But my gut says it's not going to, because Big East play, like, you look at the Big East this year, It's UConn, it's St. John's, and it's not a very good year for the rest of the conference. And so I think you might be able to make some money playing against St. John's, because I don't see a scenario where they're not laying these huge numbers every game. And I don't know if their offense is good enough, you know, to like just cover big numbers on a game-to-game basis. That KenPom rating right now for St. John's, 24th adjusted offensive efficiency, I think is going to come down as they start to play conference games. But the spreads are going to be so big in a lot of those that I think they probably struggle to cover like they have to this point.
Adam, I have to ask you about this road trip you've been on, this college basketball road trip. You just made stop number 69. Nice. Tell me about this.
Yeah, that's not even the funny number anymore. I was at Drexel on Tuesday afternoon, and it was field trip day. It was sold out, and it was all middle school kids, and all they wanted was that scoreboard to show 67, and they finally got it like right at the end of the game, and it didn't even matter that it was the visiting team. They went nuts. So maybe that's like, you know, the number that everyone cares about now. I've been doing it for a few years. I've actually probably been to more than that, but ever since I've been sort of posting the journey on social media, I've done 69 stops. You can follow my TikTok is the same handle that you see on the screen right there. I post all a lot of the video content when I like walk around the arena is all on there. And you know, from a in terms of being actionable, I feel like I get an interesting perspective on like what it actually means to go to a game at a lot of these places. I feel like I have more accurate sort of home court ratings for a lot of these schools, at least the ones that I've been to. So it definitely helps, and I fully expect that it'll help this year, even though I'm off to a little bit of a cold start. But I do have a winner for you guys today when we get to it.
Oh, yeah.
Ah. Well, first I wanted to ask you about home court advantage in college basketball, because we know like some of like the main ones that people always talk about, whether it's Cameron Indoor or any of these big schools. How much does it go into your handicap? Does it matter less for some teams? Obviously, like some have a great home court advantage, but we've seen great teams like go on the road and win. Like, it's wild to me. Like, the game that I'm thinking about is the game that Arizona went on the road to UConn, which is a tough place to play, and still won that game. So how much does it go into your handicaps?
Well, it goes into every handicap, but I think what I've really noticed is the books tend to struggle like pricing in home court. And it's probably because a lot of the odds makers haven't been to, let's say, a Drexel game, or haven't been to, you know, like wherever, just pick someplace. So I think the home court from like the big time teams that you see all the time, where there's tons of national media at every game, is pretty accurate. But then there's ones that I'm, you know, I think books tend to give too much for altitude in a lot of cases. There's a great scenario last night where Portland State was a huge underdog at Colorado. Weather ended up being so bad that there ended up being no fans at the game. Like, literally, they said, no fans at the game, don't show up, we're not letting you in. And so there's little things like that where I think some things are priced in too much. Mountain West is a great example where, like, every home court is, like, 5 points to the number. I've been to a lot of those Mountain West venues. I don't know if I agree with that on all of them. So it's little things like that. Michigan, our number one team in KenPom right now, number one team in the country. I actually think that they were underwhelming in terms of their crowd. I don't think they're – someone at Michigan told me they're a basketball school third, that it's football and hockey, and then basketball is third. And I would have said, like, the crowd at Michigan State was 10 times better than the crowd at Michigan. And I went to see Michigan play number one Purdue with Zach Eddy on a Thursday night at 9 p.m. If I was a student Thursday night, 9 p.m., I'm off the wall by that point. So no excuses there for Michigan. Little things like that.
So, Adam, you're saying KenPom has Michigan number one. We know that. But are they your number one team? If so, why or why not?
Yeah, right now they are. Dusty May is a tremendous coach. They've cleaned up the some of the turnover issues from last year. Number one, you know, KenPom's got a number one defensive rating. They're really top five in both categories. So when I look at the rest of the sort of top 10, I can find more of an issue with other teams. Like, now the one team that really has me interested right now, though, is Iowa State. They missed him in Lipsy for a period of time. Didn't matter. They're still 11-0. That win at Purdue was so impressive. So maybe the Cyclones. If you really sort of force me to, like, go a different way in that top 10, Arizona very good, but I still wonder if they beat UConn if Terrace Reed plays. So I think Michigan or Iowa State at this point is who I would have won. I would actually knock Gonzaga down a couple pegs. I felt like UCLA was a play or two away from really having a good chance to beat them over the weekend.
Yeah, it's tough this time of year to like crown like who's the best as well, because we have so much of the season left. And of course, the most meaningful months are still ahead of us when it comes to March Madness. All right, so you hinted at a winner today. So what are we betting on?
Yeah, so this is we're going to go off the beaten path here a little bit, but it's a national TV game. So this is going to be 5 p.m. ESPNU. This is a part of the Chris Paul HBCU Classic. So Jackson State is playing Hampton. This is going to be on a neutral court. College Park, Georgia, I believe it's where the Atlanta Dream play their home games. So smaller arena. I think this event is going to be very well attended. Before the D1 schools play, you have a bunch of area D2 schools. So sounds like there's going to be, I would expect that it's a pretty good crowd. I think both teams will have fans there. I think they'll travel for a game like this. But the way it's listed, I think people need to know it's not a Hampton home game, even though they're listed as the home team. It's a neutral court. And then with some of these smaller, not even so much HBCU, like the ones that play in the SWAC and the MEAC, their schedules are, or their records are always going to be very misleading. Jackson State 1-9 on the year, but you have to understand that they've been out, you know, trying to fund the athletic department, right? They got to collect the paychecks and play Illinois, Louisville, Auburn, Arkansas, Houston, Northwestern, a lot of road games. So that's why they're 1-9. Jackson State's a team that's likely going to compete to win their conference in the SWAC this year. I think what people are put off about Jackson State, why they're such a big underdog here, is the fact that they're losing a lot of these games by 40 and 50 points. But again, that's what a team like Houston, Northwestern, those types of teams are going to be able to do that to you. In this game, now, if you look at what Jackson State's done against light competition, they have the win over Louisiana. Yes, they lost to Kennesaw State. You know, they lost to Winthrop. But again, like I'm willing to, you talked about like, you know, this time of year, the conference play hasn't even started yet for most of these teams. So like, this is really a reset time. I'm not as concerned about the 1-9, and Hampton's the type of team that I think is more of like an even matchup for them. You know, since Deshaun Ruffin, who was a former Ole Miss player, missed the Arkansas game, he's come back and played really well. Aside from the Houston game, he's at like 20 points a game. And I just think it's an even matchup on a neutral floor, probably a pretty good atmosphere. So Hampton has kind of broke out a little bit. They're in the Coastal now, a little bit bigger program. But I just don't know that they should be laying 3 possessions. So I think this is a good spot for Jackson State to potentially get a win. You're giving me 7 points on a neutral. I got to take that. I think Jackson State undervalued from the 1-9 start, and that would be my best bet for college basketball today.
All right. Adam, we got a couple minutes before we go to break here. Let me just ask you, what are you doing for the holiday? You got any plans besides testing all these cookies?
No, we'll be here up in chilly central New York. I'm from the Albany area, so I'll take a ride out there at some point. But no, we'll just be here hoping to not get like 3 feet of lake effect snow like we did over Thanksgiving. That'll be the goal.
Oh my God, that's a good goal to have. Make sure you check out his work. He is a professional sports handicapper for Wager Talk. Find him on X at Adam Trigger WT. It is our good friend Adam Trigger providing great insight and has done for a long time now. Adam, thank you.
Yeah, it's been great coming on with you guys. Hopefully you guys have another show at some point, because I'd love to be a guest again someday.
Well, we will definitely make that happen if somehow we're lucky enough to have this come together again. So thanks for everything, man. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Take care.
Man, lake snow? I'm complaining about, ooh, it's a little chilly outside. I might have to bundle up. I might need to layer today. And he's like, yeah, we've got some lake snow that could snow us in for days at a time.
Yeah.
Maybe I just need to relax.
He's from that area. Like, if you're from the South, you're allowed to complain, like, about cold temperatures being, like, 40 degrees and colder. Like, I'm in the same boat as, like, Tua, where I'm like, 40 degrees, I'm not going to be performing. I'm going to be on the couch with my feet up, with my heated blanket. Do not disturb me.
You should do that. Chelsea didn't show up for the show today. Why? Well, it's under 40 degrees. That's why. You know that.
Outside.
Her feet are cold. She's not going to work from office when her feet are cold. What's wrong with you? Have some sensitivity.
Right?
I mean, I get that. Yeah. I mean, I'm from the South, too. I'm from Texas. So even now, I actually really like cold weather. But there's a time when I'm like, all right, I think I've had enough here. The lake snow, I know how to handle that. How about we handle some best bets and getting the people some money? One more chance to get on the right side of the ledger, and we'll find out what's going on inside the head of the chalk donkey. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. We're going to wrap things up one more again here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Stay right there.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
The show before the show. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Okay, Chelsea, I am terrible at stuff like this, but you mentioned this to me during the break, and I want to hear. What do you got?
All right, so a little trivia for you guys, for us as well as whoever is listening, because I saw this and I could not believe some of the answers that were the correct ones. So there is a list of the most Googled athletes in 2025, and so there is a top 10 list. So I was thinking we should do this Family Feud style where Jenks is going to guess, and if he can guess, I don't know the exact rules of Family Feud, but you get 3 strikes, as I just dropped my phone, to try to get some of these correct. So Jenks, you're up at the podium. The most Googled athletes in 2025. How about an answer? Who you got?
Okay, let's go with John Cena. He's got to be on the list, right? No?
Let me give you one hint. These are not the most famous athletes. They are the most Googled athletes. So let that be a hint.
Caitlin Clark. What?
There is one female basketball player on this list, but it's not Caitlin Clark.
Is it Diana Taurasi? Sue Bird?
Hey, God. Jinx, you didn't get
Asia Wilson?
I don't know.
Okay, I will give you a free space. Sophie Cunningham was the number seven most Googled athlete in 2025. And again, these are tough. Like, these are not the most famous athletes. These are the most searched athletes. So let's tag in Den, see if he can get one right. Den, what you got?
I was gonna guess Sophie Cunningham. I was also gonna guess John Cena because Chelsea gave us. I mean, I know my WNBA players. What's up? Because Chelsea gave us a hint that someone had just retired, but she didn't know that. And I was like, well, Chelsea and I have very different interests. She probably not locked in to John Cena's final match the way that I was locked into John Cena's final match, so she would not have known that John Cena just retired. So him not being on the list is a little stunning. Now, I do have a question that I don't feel like is a dead giveaway. Is Sophie Cunningham the only female athlete that is on this list?
Yes.
All right, so there goes my Livy Doon guess, because she was right at the top of the list. I bet a lot of people be Googling her. I'm going to go Shohei Ohtani.
Again, don't think mainstream athletes. Like, a lot of these are not, like, the most mainstream people, and I think it's because people don't know who they are, so they have to Google them.
I would have thought that when the interpreter story broke that so many people were Googling Shohei Ohtani interpreter, that Shohei Ohtani would have been factored into this list.
I don't think you guys are going to get any of these.
I'm kind of getting that feeling, too.
But there is a former Duke player on this list.
Carlos Boozer.
No.
They want to know about... Well, I mean, his sons are a Duke.
How much
younger? Okay.
I feel like Steve Harvey.
Zion Williamson.
All right, the answer was Cooper Flagg. And I will say this. So maybe we tagged in the wrong person because Dan Turner just hit the nail on the head. So Dan, from the Peanut Gallery, guessed Shedeur Sanders. Guess who is the number one most Googled athlete of 2025? It is Shedeur Sanders.
Shiloh Sanders.
He's on the list too. There you go.
Is? What?
This list is wild. That's what I'm saying. So here's the full top 10 because people are like,
Colonel
they're just going to guess athletes and they're never going to get any right. So number one is Shedeur. Number two, this is the guy that I was saying that just retired. I've never heard of him. Terrence Crawford. Apparently he's a boxer. Number three is Cooper Flagg. Number four is Cam Scataboo. Number five, Micah Parsons. Number six, Jackson Dart. Number seven, Sophie Cunningham. Followed by Shiloh Sanders, Jalen Carter, and Justin Rose. Who would have guessed that list?
Justin Rose? Sliding into the top 10? That's crazy.
Exactly.
Okay.
This is not the list that I expected. That's why I wanted to test you on it, because it was crazy to me.
Yeah. I'm still stunned. And I thought there would be some, you know, some superstars that are always kind of Googled, like LeBron or someone like that. I thought he's got to be on the list.
Or Caitlin Clark.
Simone Biles. That was another one I thought. Simone's got to be on there because people are always, I feel like, curious about her. God, I can't. The Justin Rose thing, that's what gets me. I feel like that came out of nowhere.
Well, wasn't he? I can't believe I'm, like, not drawing on my golf knowledge right now. He won. What did he win? He won a big one, didn't he? I feel like people didn't know who he was either. Like, golfers, I feel like people are like, who's that? Same with, like, WNBA players and, like, some of these younger stars. Like, Cam Scataboo and Jackson Dart, I feel like, are perfect examples of this. Like, stars on the rise that people don't really know that much about.
That's
Terrence
fair.
Crawford, did he fight somebody big? Like, I'm not in the world.
He retired.
Is that why he's famous?
He whooped up on somebody earlier this year. He was also name dropped in one of the Kendrick and Drake songs.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
The songs are crazy. I would not have guessed. I wouldn't have guessed Shiloh Sanders.
That I said that as a joke. I'm like,
you got that one.
I mean, Rose did win the Masters, okay, but still. Okay. I would have thought that Tommy Fleetwood, just because of all of the hubbub surrounding him, would have been on there. But, you know, what do I know? Way off.
It's tough because we're in the bubble of sports, you know, to where I don't know. We're not the casual sports fan. Like, we do this for a living every single day. Well, until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow. Yes. We do this every... We're doing this for 2 days, so clearly we should have the inside track here. But yeah, you're right. Maybe we'll have some more luck when it comes to our best bets. Your bets! Let's make it two straight, Chelsea.
Oh, man. I'm laughing because I was trying to read that list and also type in Jigba in the rundown. Oh, the spelling was not great. But luckily, I don't have to spell it on air. So best bet for me is banking on the hypothesis of what I'm going to expect from tonight's game between the Rams and the Seahawks. So both these defenses come in at some of the best run defenses in the league, giving up 3.8 yards per carry and 3.9 yards per carry effectively. So I think for me, my hypothesis is that I think the receivers, especially the star receivers that have such a high floor, are going to be the focal point of both of these offenses. And we've seen it all season long. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go Puka Nacua, 70-plus receiving yards, plus Jaxon Smith-Njigba, 70-plus receiving yards. You combine those, and it's minus 120. I feel like these are the guys you can count on in this game. You look at Puka Nacua, he's hit 70-plus receiving yards in five straight games. And plus, the added factor that Davante Adams is going to be out for this game or, you know, limited, I think that helps with the target share for Puka Nacua. And both of these hit this number in the last matchup between the Rams and the Seahawks because we already have the template for this game. You look at JSN, he's hit 70-plus receiving yards in 13 of 14 games this year. So when we talk about safe floors, you got that with JSN. Why would you not depend on him, especially since last time around in this game against the Rams, he had 105 receiving yards. So this is a huge game. Why would you not depend on your big name receiver? So let's go Puka Nacua 70 plus, JSN 70 plus receiving yards for minus 120.
Let's go. Let's make it two straight. I am going back to the college game tonight. It is bowl season, and tonight we get the Xbox Bowl. Missouri State taking on Arkansas State in Frisco. Oh, yeah. So this is the first FBS season ever for Missouri State, and the Bears have been really solid at one straight this season or 1 point this season. They won five in a row. This is really about the classic strength versus weakness. So Missouri State quarterback Jacob Clark is a very good quarterback. 24 touchdowns this season, only 11 picks, and he will face an Arkansas State defense that is not very good. They're especially weak in the secondary, 131st in the country when it comes to defensive success rate. So this line is, I mean, it's sitting at 1.5 in most places with the Bears favorite. I'm just going to take them on the money line. It's minus 118. Let's get a dub in Frisco, Texas.
Ah, I almost thought it was SEMO State, but it's Missouri State because there's a SEMO State as well. It's like Southeast Missouri State.
Just
joking about this, how we like know all these mascots of like these small schools due to March Madness. But Missouri State is the Bears. I know that because there is a reliever on the Braves that Jake played with, Pierce Johnson, who went to Missouri State. It's funny how you know things like that. But the Xbox Bowl, I have not heard of that one, but gotta love bowl season.
Prime time tonight. Not ready for prime time. That's the Donkster. He's here, I believe. Donkster, do you want to get on in here and say hello to the people? Oh, my God. Donkster, come on in.
Good morning from space. I just want everyone to know it's not a big deal.
What are you talking about?
Everyone's been going on and on about it, but it's just not a big deal.
You're not making any sense, Donkster.
Who among us hasn't been caught daydreaming about a honey-baked ham?
What?
Just sitting there teasing all of us. And don't think I don't notice the glaze.
Is this perverted or just weird?
I'm starving!
Yeah, I can tell. Do you have a bet?
Rams, money line, in the Emerald City. Goodbye!
Wow, he's in space. Okay, he's got the earth behind him. First donkey ever on the moon. Congratulations, Dockster. Well done.
Ah, so it begs the question, what is the correct meat to serve on Christmas? Is it ham, or is it turkey, or is it something else?
I mean, I'm a turkey person, but I feel like, I mean, turkey's clearly Thanksgiving, but I feel like maybe people pivot to ham in Christmas. Am I wrong?
I think that's maybe the consensus, but I say, why not both? Why not all of the meats?
Why not all? Yeah. You're like, you know what? I just heard pivot to ham on this show. When is this thing going to wrap up? Well, you're in luck. It's tomorrow. That's it for this edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For the entire crew and Chelsea Messenger, I'm Michael Jenkins. One more show to go. Have a great Thursday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.